Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor. We're in transition between the Biden administration and the Trump administration. And Josh Rogan, reporting for the Washington Post Global Opinions, takes us to a scene that is a bridge. It's Lima, Peru, the meeting of APEC, and Xi Jinping, the future and present leader of China's Communist Party, tells Mr. Biden that human rights are a red line. Why? Josh, a very good evening to you. Why would he say this to an outgoing president? What is he expecting except for to wind up in your column? Good evening to you.
Well, good evening, John. You know, while the United States is preoccupied with political division, a presidential transition, and overall dysfunction, Xi Jinping is not. He is trying to reframe the U.S.-China relationship in a way that he hopes the Trump administration will just find as a fait accompli. And what he said to President Biden in their final meeting in Peru was that China has four red lines, and democracy and human rights is just one of them. These are things that they don't want to be talked to about, much less criticized on in any way forever. Now, it's very doubtful that, you know, people in the incoming Trump administration, such as Secretary of State to be Marco Rubio or National Security Advisor to be Mike Waltz, will adhere to that. But with you never know with some of the others. And this is an urgent issue for a lot of people who are in the sights of China's ongoing crackdown, including the Tibetans, including the Uyghurs, including the Hong Kongers, and including the Taiwanese. For them, U.S. democracy and human rights advocacy, one part of its overall strategy, is really important. It's the difference between them getting crushed or not. And my argument in the Washington Post was very simple. I argued that it's also important for us and for Trump, actually, because if you just take that out of your toolbox, you're handing over a part of the competition without even trying. And it represents something that's in America's interests. As leverage for all of the other things we want to get done with China as well. So I think the Trump administration is on top of this, but we'll have to wait and see.
Hong Kong. Hong Kong was one of the great international cities of commerce and glamour and restaurants built up over many generations. It is now, I'm told, grim because of the draconian, there is no other word, decisions by the Chinese Communist Party. There's a trial underway there, two trials actually, but the one I'm going to key on is Jimmy Lai's trial. This is the publisher of Apple Daily, a very well-to-do man who decided to stay on knowing was at risk of arrest and persecution, which he suffered now these several years. And he's on trial for having talked to the vice president of the United States, Mr. Pence. That's it. There are other accusations, but none comes close to the absurdity of that. It appears to be your opinion, Josh, that that is part of the red line, the trial of Jimmy Lai. Is that correct?
Well, that's right. Now, you know, ever since 2 million plus Hong Kongers took to the streets in 2019 to fight for what they were promised, which is limited autonomy and limited democracy inside the Chinese system, what they used to call one country, two systems, which has been robbed from them. Ever since then, the Chinese government in Beijing and the Hong Kong authorities have been increasing the cruelty and severity of the crackdown. And they've criminalized free expression, they've criminalized freedom of the press, and they've criminalized any political activity whatsoever that they don't already approve of. And what they did last week is they sentenced 45 members of the student movement, you know, young people who organized again under terms that were not illegal when they did them, but have since become criminalized to draconian prison sentences of up to 10 years. And then you have Jimmy Lai, a UK citizen, by the way, 74 years old, who built a huge textile business and then used that money to build a huge media business, the largest free media in Hong Kong, before it was crushed. And he was thrown in jail, where he's been for 4 years under, as you pointed out, a whole litany of trumped up charges. And, you know, he's a billionaire. He could have gone anywhere and done anything, but he chose to stay. And now he faces the prospect of living the rest of his life in prison for the crime of running a newspaper that didn't immediately kowtow to the authorities. And this is it. This is that, you know, once, you know, that he's locked up and the students are locked up and the protesters are locked up, the crackdown will be complete in Hong Kong, as it was once known. Will be snuffed out. They still have the restaurants. The restaurants are okay, but just not the newspapers or the elections. And so you get one out of three.
And it's your measure that Xi Jinping, you could only describe this as arrogance, believes that by saying Jimmy Lai and the 45 are part of his red line, that he's now intimidated the president of the United States, Mr. Biden, and the next president of the United States, Mr. Trump. He's intimidated them from bringing it up. Is that what he thinks?
He's trying. We'll see. We'll see. I mean, he wouldn't be faulted for thinking that the United States and Washington and the U.S. government doesn't care about Hong Kong, considering the fact that in the last 4 years, we haven't done anything about it. Some piecemeal sanctions here and there. But overall, there's a sort of a lazy consensus in Washington that Hong Kong is lost. But I argue again that that's not true. And ought not to be true, and that the United States still has a role to play in standing up for political prisoners. And the reason that Trump might be interested, if he doesn't care about political prisoners, is that once you crush Hong Kong's freedoms, Xi Jinping has crushed the rule of law in Hong Kong, which means it's really not safe for any Americans or any American businesses. And, you know, if you want to do business in Hong Kong, it might be nice to know that the courts are legit, and it might be nice to know that contracts are honored, but neither of those things is true. And so even the realists, or the people who care about interest and not values in the Trump team might want to take a look at Hong Kong, because you know, there's a lot of American interest there. There's a lot of American businesses, a lot of American money there, and the worse it gets, the worse it is for those people as well.
My understanding is that Mr. Rubio is extremely well informed of these matters, and so is Mr. Walz. Is that correct, Josh?
Yeah, they're the two of the lawmakers who are the most outspoken on Hong Kong. Rubio sponsored the bill that would shut down Hong Kong's three economic and trade offices, one in Washington and two others in the United States, which are essentially nests of spies and organs of influence that are used to monitor Americans and Hong Kongers and to spread propaganda and do all sorts of nefarious things. And he also sponsored a bill to give safe harbor to thousands of Hong Kongers who fled. The ones who are not arrested are in exile. Thousands of them are here and they have no permanent status. And, you know, immigration is a tough thing to talk about in a Republican administration. But these are, you know, people who are, you know, some of the most educated, civic minded young people in the world, and they have a contribution to make. And if we're smart, and this is what Rubio has argued in the past, that we would use the brain drain for our advantage. You know, smart young people don't want to live under the thumb of an authoritarian regime. They'd rather come work for us if we'll have them.
Josh Rogan, writing at the Washington Post Global Opinions, about a remark by Xi Jinping to Joe Biden. I'm wondering what Marco Rubio makes of that remark.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits, with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.